Man, you ever just have one of those time frames where it's just rough? Like it's just a rough patch here, rough patch there. Just keep coming, seeming like it's never gonna end. Yeah, that was probably like my last 2 weeks. It was just crazy everywhere. Last week, sorry I couldn't drop the podcast. Having the technical difficulties, that whole craziness. But it was a quote that I came upon, I think it was yesterday, and it was like, it said that a ship can never sink as long as water doesn't get in it. And what it did, it related that to your body, your mindset, your positivity. You cannot become negative unless you let the negativity in. That was powerful, and I don't even know how I retained it, but it just came to me as soon as I was about to start the podcast. So there's a gem of knowledge for you all. But today's podcast is talking about the bonsai tree. All right, some of you may know it, some of you may not know it, but it's a great tree. It's actually one of my favorites. All right, so let's get started with the podcast. All right, so first let me start off by saying good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you wonderful, lovely people. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. I appreciate you sharing the podcast. I just appreciate you so much because, once again, my goal is to change the world one person at a time, and the only way I can do that is with your help. So please share on media, share with your friends, share with your enemies. I'd appreciate it all. So today's podcast is talking about the bonsai tree. Now, for those that don't know, the bonsai tree, if you're familiar with Karate Kid and Mr. Miyagi, that little tree that he was cutting and pruning and all of that, that's called a bonsai tree. The bonsai tree originally came into the world 12th century, created around the 12th century, and it was introduced, originated from China, and then it was migrated through Japan and then to now basically all over the world. I actually plan on getting one myself. They're not difficult to take care of. They bring good energy into the house. They bring oxygen into the house. And it's not really difficult. It's really nice. It'll be a really nice gift too for others. But the bonsai tree is one of my favorite trees because how it thrives is like, you can relate it to life very well. So for the bonsai tree to thrive, you have the prune, which is also known as cut off pieces that aren't needed, aren't necessary, and things of that nature. And I found this quite relatable when it comes to us as a human species. In order for this tree to grow, you have to cut off parts that are unnecessary. Now, simply said, we can relate that to life directly. Say, for instance, you're trying to grow, but you're in this toxic environment. Your family's toxic. Your spouse is toxic. Your friends are toxic. Your television is toxic. You're being brought up around a toxic environment. How do you expect to thrive when you're around so much toxicity? I know I didn't say that word right, but y'all get what I'm saying. All that toxicness around you is not going to allow you to grow at all. You have to cut it off. And sometimes it will hurt. There has been people in my life that either chose to cut themselves off from me because I was outgrowing them, or I chose to cut them out of my life because I couldn't grow with them. And if anybody knows me, I try to go with everybody. You ain't supposed to, but I try to bring everybody up. You know, it's a story that goes with the lobsters, you know, where they're in the side of a pot that's boiling and stuff like that. They're trying to climb their way out. They can't make their way out because they're so busy pulling each other back down. They all boil together. And that's honestly how society is at this point in time. Instead of trying to boost each other up and bring each other up, we're constantly pulling each other down. And when you constantly pulling each other down instead of boosting each other up, ain't nobody gonna make it out the pot. It's a favorite picture of mine. It's a whole bunch of soldiers. For the soldiers to get over the wall, they don't try to get over by themselves. They help each other. They utilize each other in order to get over the wall. And they pull their brothers up. That's what society must do right now. All these different countries, all these different people, constantly combating each other for what? We're all the human species. Forget about color, forget about race, forget about ethnicity, forget about all that junk. We're humans. We're supposed to survive. And it's not something out of our nature that's going to kill us off. We're going to kill off ourselves because we don't know how to survive with each other. But that's my whole little rant rave. That ain't even what we're talking about. We're talking about the bonsai tree. The bonsai tree symbolizes our life. And for the bonsai tree to grow, we have to cut those toxic things out of our life. Also, I'd just like to mention, just like the podcast, it's okay to be late, but never is way worse. You know, like, choose the lesser evil. It's better late than never. This falls into this category too, because sometimes it's a process to cut off those things. You need more tools in your life to cut off those branches that are a little bit stronger, those ties that are a little bit stronger, that could be ties to things like sweets, carbs, cravings, liquor, drugs. It's a lot of different things that this can fall into when it comes to growing your tree, growing your bonsai, creating your temple to be what you want it to be. So for the mantra for today, you all know we got to have a mantra. It's just very important because it helps us focus. So today's mantra is going to be breathe, water, light, growth. And we're going to say that two more times. Breathe, water, light, growth. Breathe, water, light, growth. What this mantra symbolizes is all of the steps that it takes to increase in oneself. You have to take time to breathe and go through all of the emotions that you need to go through in order to recollect yourself. You have to water yourself. You have to pour into your others and also have others pour into you good nutrients. And anybody's trying to pour something negative into you, get them away from you. That's not no good for you in light. As I said, keep your temple bright, keep your perspectives bright, keep your knowledge bright, and you shall radiate that brightness yourself, and this shall all lead to growth. All right, so take the time, take the steps to really invest into yourselves. I know we got a lot of craziness going on right now in this day and age, but if the world was burning down, you'd still be able to control yourself. And that's what the whole Alpha Grind is about. In reality, it all comes down to you and the decisions that you make for you, and those affect those around you like the domino effect. Trust me, I've seen it and I've been a part of it. So the question for today is, do you have things or people that you need to cut off? All right. So once again, this is your friendly Apex Alpha. And once again, I appreciate you all for listening. Please share with your friends, families, enemies, everybody. Contact me on social media. You all have my social media. Instagram is Apex_Alpha. Facebook is Wolf Pack Training. What else do I got? Snapchat is Apex_Alpha. What else do I got? If you play video games, y'all can find me at Shinigami Hulk. You probably want to go to my Instagram for that, because that name can be quite confusing to spell. But thank you once again. And please do rate on whatever platform you're listening to me from. I'd really appreciate it. And this is your friend, Apex Alpha, signing out. Yo, this is the Alpha Grind. Just for listening, you done leveled up. Stay tuned.